So we thank God for we have judgment, though, as far as learning what was right and what was wrong as far as Jonah's walk, which is why it's shared in the book of Jonah in the Old Testament. And speaking of this prophet, remember I kicked off on Friday night. I kicked off in saying how I remember a professor when I was working on my first Masters of Divinity. And I remember how one of the professors was opening up one of our sessions as far as our lectures and talking about this story and how it was during the time that God was transitioning me from what he initially told me to preach, teach, and counsel to letting me know specifically, now I want you to know it's to pastor. And I was so angry. So I was purposely quiet in class. Remember? I said, okay. Whew. So when the professor insisted that I say something, and what would you do once your feet hit dry land like Jonah? And I say it with a little attitude, too. I probably would have kept running because that's where I was then. And this professor knew it. And this is what I'm sharing with you for your own walk. Whatever God's ultimately calling you to do. I'm not just talking about preachers and pastors and counselors as far as Christian ministry. I'm talking about whatever it is, to start that business, to become an entrepreneur, to marry, to have children, to change jobs, to change churches. Did the pastor just say you should change churches? Yeah, sometimes when God tells you to, you should move. I'll tell you about that one later. So when God says move and go, it's for a reason, remember? And so we have to be obedient to it. And in my anger, I tried to even use my anger to distance God because I knew it would cause more suffering. It would cause being set apart even more. It would cause that feeling of not fitting in, even with other Christians, how people just don't allow you to just be you because some of you continue to hold pastors up on these high pedestals where we're going to do nothing but fall down because we don't belong up there. Only Christ does. And so I had that attitude and God worked it out. So when we talk about debatable attitudes, that, yeah, we can have conversations with God. We can even go back and forth with God. Not back talking, just communication. But God, I don't understand this, but you told me this. I've done that. That's different. God knows that, and that's a real relationship. It's okay to even be angry with God. God knows when we're angry with God, even when we don't say it. It's a real relationship. So even when we're angry with God, we can talk that out, and we can communicate that out. But when we get to a point to where we are trying to be a small G God to the big G God, you might as well stop because that is not going to work. This co-partnership is not that. It's because it's not equal. We do have a relationship. We do have discipleship. We even have a fellowship because we have a true connection. But we are not equal to God. We used to kind of be equal to God before we fell out of imperfection because God said, let us make them like us. But we messed up through Adam and Eve. We, not them, us. We messed up. They represent us. We would have done the same thing. That's right. I said it. That's right. Think about that later. So while I'm sitting there and while I'm sitting here tonight, God reminds me of the poem that I wrote. I published, I had this poem out once I finally shared it because it was so personal. But I started out with my pseudonym, which is Theoskuas. So if you ever see this, it's Theoskuas. I'm not stealing it. It's me. Theoskuas are just two words, which means God's vessel, vessel of God. And I didn't put it under my own name, Monica R. Hooks, because it was so personal. It was so intimate. So God said to share it again. I've shared this before on the show, and some have asked for copies of it. You can get that, too. It's on the link as far as the website and the Stand in the Gap page on Rev Monica Hooks, as well as Stand in the Gap Facebook page. So I'm going to share what I mean about debatable attitude. I think this poem absolutely says it all. And this was my real Jonah-like conversation with God. This was my real Job-like conversation with God. Job went through the same thing. This is my real, at times, Paul having this type of conversation with God, actually with Christ. And this is how it goes. And it's simply called Yes, Lord, which is what is the focus for all of this. And after we finish this, we're going to transition right to our comedy clips. So it says, in my anger, this is what I said to the Lord. This morning I asked, how much more can I take? What else must I do for your name's sake? I'm running this race to get closer to you, but my God, I can't believe the things I go through. The stress and struggles of this thing called life. The unknowns, will I marry and be a good wife? What school shall I attend? Master's, doctorate, then what? Am I even in the right profession or just stuck in a rut? I'm going to turn this down because God is reminding me to do so. Thank you, Lord. The stress and struggles of this thing called life. The unknowns, will I marry and be a good wife? I said that right. Did I mail off that payment? Did I pick up my suit? I know I'm forgetting something. Is patience part of the fruit? We have rehearsal tonight, but I have other plans. Help the needy and greedy. Lord, I've only got two hands. There's Bible study on Wednesdays and meetings on Monday. I am practically at church from Sunday to Sunday. You've burned my insides like a craftsperson with gold. Flame set hot and long enough gave newness to the old. My friends are gone and some family members too. You've got my attention. Now what must I do? Dedicate my whole being to focus on you? Put aside my plans and desires and give what is due? Should I think of you each second and meditate each day? Should I fast and pray and watch what I say? Should I be humble and obedient and forget about myself? Shall I, your vessel, just sit here on a shelf waiting to be used by you? Is that my only goal? Have you the rights to my spirit and the papers to my soul? Pray harder, listen better, study more, and sin less. And my God silenced me as I felt him say yes. Ooh, I had so much attitude. I'm sorry, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, this is God let me get all that out of my system. And he came lyrically, poetically, just like this. He came back with this. I simply dictated what God said. Whatever I command, you should do with no delay. You must study my word and walk in my way. I will cleanse you from all you. You must be presentable, having minimal blots. For my living water must be sweet to the taste. Therefore, I must prepare the container in which it is placed. Your life is not yours. It belongs to me. I knew you before you knew. Now I want you to see. Your true purpose in life is based on my plans. So I'll mold you and shape you with my very own hands. Yes, pain you will feel and experience loss. But it's not as though I ask you to carry the cross. Who has stretched you wide and speared you deep? Who has nailed your hands and pierced your feet? Are there stripes on your back or bruises on your face? When was the last time you saved the human race? Have you died lately and arisen from the dead? Did I ask you to adorn a crown of thorns upon your head? My son wore that crown so that yours may be one of glory. Now all I'm asking of you is to tell that story. Tell them where you were when you heard the good news, how you came to know that Jesus paid all your dues. So yes, you owe me, but your life, it's not the fine. As a matter of fact, you're only giving me back what's already mine. Just do what you must and give it your best. Don't worry, I'll take care of you. Have faith, I'll take care of the rest. I love you and I want you to trust and choose me. You must, my dear child, if you want to be free. Free from the powers and the bondage of sin. Able to choose eternal life instead of an eternal end. I want us to be close and on one accord. Then God's eyes ask if I understood. And I humbly reply, yes, Lord. Amen. That's our prayer tonight, Lord, for all of us to continuously say yes, Lord, no matter what you tell us to do, no matter how you call us, no matter when you direct us to places to do what you say when we're doing other things our own way. So we ask right now that you bless us, that our purposes may truly be linked with yours, that we may always know we have a great appreciation of this relationship that you give us with you, that we have this purpose together that is linked to salvation and your salvation plan for all people. And that even though you allow us to converse with you, to communicate with you, which we appreciate, help us to always know our place, that you ultimately are sovereign. You ultimately are providential. you ultimately get the greatest respect as our providential parent, and that what you say goes, nothing more and nothing less. In Jesus' name, we all say amen. Amen. Thank you for listening to that. It is that time for us now to transition to our hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I need it. I'm so sorry. I had so much too much. Look, we're going to continue to listen to Shonda Pierce set tonight. This is from her On Her Soapbox Live CD that you can get anywhere you get your music. We're picking it up from where we left off last night. And she has some things to say about the church, being a church girl who's now a church mom, church woman, and church wife. Let's listen in right now to Miss Shonda Pierce. You can still call me 904-296-2251. Or 904-624-9868. Let's listen in. My microphone is on purpose.
You know, and you have to be careful sharing in love. You have to share carefully. And your geographical location means everything. You know, you have to be careful where it is you're sharing. I remember this one fella came for a revival meeting. You know, and I'm talking revival till the Lord told him to quit. How do you think I was praying? Preacher's kids, let's be honest. You know it's the truth. Because evangelists stayed where? At your house. That's the truth if there ever was told. Let me tell you, the evangelist stayed in my house, this sweet, wonderful evangelist. It was a wonderful revival meeting, but that meant that my little sister and I would have to go down the hall and stay with my big brother and my big sister, whichever one was not hating us at the time. You know, and so we'd go down the hall. We had the only full-size bed in our home. So we had to share a room with somebody else. There was a little Ricky and Lucy thing going on down the other end of the house, but that's another story entirely. Look, the young people are going, who's Ricky and Lucy? Watch Nick at Night and you will figure it out. You know, I mean, it was so funny. And so I got a little confused in the night. Now, I'm just being honest. I don't want this to offend anyone. Don't leave in the middle of this. But I remember getting a little confused in the night, about 4 or 5 years of age. Slipped down the hallway there, but went back into my room where I belonged in the first place. Slipped back into the bed that I was used to sleeping in. And probably what I should have done was stopped at the restroom first. He came to the breakfast table soaked from the top of his head to the bottom of his head. Honey, revival was over. He packed up his King James Bible and went home. It was done. I mean, it was, and I thought it was fun. I used to share that as a part of my testimony all across the country. And I was sharing that one evening at a church service somewhere in the middle of nowhere. And at the end of the service, this old white-headed man came up to me. Stuck out his hand and said, my name is Ed, and I was in that bed when you wet it. Careful when you are sharing things. Well, some of these people are still living. You know, it just scares me to death. It just cracks me. You know, and I'm not picking on the church. There are some things that I do miss about the church of yesterday. I mean, we're getting progressive. I think that's a good thing. But there's a couple of things I miss about the church of yesterday. I miss funeral fans. Y'all miss them too. Wasn't that just the sweetest, greatest evangelistic tool of the church? Was a good old funeral fan. Oh, you know what I mean? You haven't lived till you had a good old camp meeting down in the south somewhere under a great big tent on an August night. And that funeral fan is a going man. It's, you can swap mosquitoes, slap your kids, and praise the Lord all at the same time. I miss a good funeral fan. And you know, you think about it. Greatest evangelistic tool. There was always a picture of Jesus knocking on the door on one side and a funeral home advertisement on the If that don't make you want to get your heart right with the Lord, I don't know what will. I miss a good old funeral fan. They need to implement those back into the worship service. Another thing I miss about the church of yesterday, because everything I learned about the Old Testament and the New Testament, for that matter, I learned in flannel. Now they are wearing flannel to church. I mean, you can have a whole Sunday school lesson on the back of the fella sitting right in front of you. You know what I'm talking about? You younger ones don't know what I'm talking about. That's how sad this is. These two guys looking at me like a cow looking at a new gate.
What?
Daddy, did you have to pay for these tickets? Bless them, Lord. I mean, I'm talking Sunday school time when they'd have a great big sheet of flannel. You know what I'm talking about? Hang it up in Sunday school. Now, you can get these pre-made, I hear. But we were always a little broke at my church. We kind of had to make up our own. We had smaller churches. My daddy would pastor churches. They'd run about 60 on Easter. So we would take a great big sheet of flannel. We'd make up our own little, you know, thing. You hang it up there. You spray paint a scene on there that matches every city and every season of the... You had to be smart to pull that off. You know, and we'd spray paint it on there. And then you buy these little people and you stick them up on there and you learn the lessons of the Old Testament, the New Testament. You know what I'm talking about? Except we could only really afford one set of people. So Mary and Delilah looked exactly alike. That can confuse a kid growing up. Of course, if we get to the story of Zacchaeus, we just have to cut one of those guys in half. But it worked out all right, because then we teach on healing the next weekend. We just take them right back together again. Some of y'all started praying already. Man, and these progressive churches out there that are ahead of the times, man, they're on the go. I love it. I was at a church not long ago, had its own ATM machine in the foyer.
Ooh.
You could stop and get you some cash and head down to Shoney's before anybody. And it was great because they deduct your tithe as it comes out. They're going... smart, didn't they? Man, it just cracks me up. And then, now I know this is a little stretch because this is out in California. Out in California, they serve communion and Happy Meals. Nice little box, you know, and you can collect the little Jesus action figures. Comes in handy around Christmas time. You got a little nativity set there already made. It's a little stretch, isn't it? Bless their hearts out in California. I mean, just hilarious stuff used to crack me up. Then my mama has a hard time with the progressive church. She's kind of old-fashioned, I understand that. My mother's a very old-fashioned woman. You know what I'm talking about? My mother taught me the greatest wonderful things. I think she got them out of the church manual. If the Lord had meant for you to have holes in your ears, he would have put them in. Anybody heard that growing up? Man, we used to hear that all the time. Look at your little ears shining there, just so. You didn't listen to your mama, did you? No. I was 18 years of age. Snuck out of the school dorm, you know, and went over to a little jewelry store right here in Nashville, Tennessee to get my ears pierced. I'm not bragging. I'm ashamed. But it is a part of my testimony.
Tell it.
And I'm here to share it with you.
Tell it.
Sat down in that little jewelry store and told that lady, pierce my ears. I am a woman. And my mama ain't here. They put that little thing up there, you know, and pierced my ears. And this is the truth. Two nuns walked right by me. It scared me to death. I thought it was a sign from God, and I took them out. Man, I just wear clip-ons now. You don't have to tell me twice. This is easy because when that little trumpet blows and the Lord comes back, you can slip those out your ear.
Okay,
Okay, that's Miss Shonda Pierce, and that's Shonda with a C-H-O-N-D-A Pierce. You can get her from any of your music apps as well as music locations on the internet. You are listening to Standing in the Gap with Pastor Monica. Thank you so much for doing so. You can contact us live every Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Friday and Saturday nights at 904-296-2251. You can contact us later on Sunday nights for the rebroadcast, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Friday through Sunday. And that number is 904-624-9868. Look, wherever you are in your walk with the Lord right now, if you feel you have turned in a direction that God, and that you've been there too long or too far, that God can't reach you, know that God can and still is waiting for you simply to turn around. And God is still here, always will be for you to get back on the right track with the Lord. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap as we continue to focus on Jonah's journey as it relates to our own. This is Praise 107.9, the New Gospel Experience. That's Johnny Lang. That is Johnny Lang. And that song, as you just heard, is Turn Around. You're listening to Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica here tonight, as we are Friday through Sunday, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. We are focusing on Jonah's journey as it relates to our own, because we all have our moments where we are not obedient to God, but we get back on track when we focus back on God. Amen. Jonah's story is coming for us from Jonah chapter 2, as the title for tonight's topic is "Because by any means necessary, God's will shall be done." God's will shall be done in your life and in my life. And for that, you know, to God be the glory. As we continue to focus on this lesson, thank you for listening in and sending in your prayer requests and your praise reports and your words of encouragement. I really do appreciate it. And so I want to share with you the requests I have thus far. We are praying for Miss Nita, and we are asking what she is asking, that she has a closer and a better walk with God. And for that, I am grateful that she even asked that. Know that God is already blessing even in having that thought to do so. We are praying for Miss Maxine, who is not feeling well right now. Remember, there's serious virus going around Jacksonville, Florida. I'm just getting over it myself. Ooh, that thing was wicked. Thank you, Jesus, for getting me over it. And we are praying that God continues to help all of us to get over it. And if listen, in addition to this prayer request, I'm not even digressing. Within this prayer request is just a reminder from the Lord. When you are ill, especially when you are contagiously ill, please don't go to church. Yes, you are hearing that from this pastor to you. That's not healthy ministry. God wants healthy ministry. So when we go to church, even though it may be as a sacrifice for God, a sacrifice of praise, that's not the type of sacrifice of praise God is asking for us. When we go to church and we are contagious, we make other people sick. And other people, based on what's going on in their own lives and their own bodies, cannot afford to be sick. Some of the sicknesses that we share, some of those, what I told you I call super cooties, some people can't take, and it makes them go to the emergency rooms. Some people immediately get a cold that turns into a flu, that turns into walking pneumonia, that turns into pneumonia, that turns into death. And it's just a cold for you. So please don't just say, I'm not going to hug anyone, but I'm just going to shake hands. No, you're contagious. You got super cooties. Stay home. Let God take care of you as you take care of you. And allow other people to worship without having to get sick and leave for it, okay? Also, we are praying for Brother Sammy, who just wants to have a greater appreciation of life and the little things. We are continuing to pray for Brother Leonard, who just wants God to bless him however God chooses to. I know that's right. And we are continuing to pray for Brother Nathaniel. And we are continuing to pray for Miss Claudine. And we are continuing to pray for W.C. Hayes, as well as Brother Ernest, as well as his prayer warrior, Brother Marvin. And these are all health requests, better health. We are praying for Sister Shirley, as well as a few anonymous others who want better employment, who feel like their jobs are kind of dead end, and also are praying for God to bless them in their relationships, the lack of or the relationships that are fractured right now. We are praying for Brother Frank and Sister Kim, that God bless, continue to bless their marriage, their family, and continue to give them the safety that they need to do the things they need to do out and about, and to bless their health as well. And we are continuing to hold their prayers of thanksgiving to God for blessing so many of you with new homes, new transportation, new positions, new financial blessings. We thank God for all of that. We're praying for Brother Chris as well, he wants God to draw closer to him as well, to give him more clarity in his life, as well as Sister Tracy, who has a similar prayer request as Sister Nita, who wants to have a closer and better walk with God. And we are praying for Chantel, as she reminds us that she is challenged punctually, my words, for CP time, because colored people do not have a monopoly on being late. She is challenged punctually, CP time, and that's an issue for her. But I keep telling her she just has to execute some greater discipline. So that being said, also, for those of us who are also going to worship tomorrow, please, from my heart to your heart, don't do a favor for me. Do it for God and for yourself. Please make sure that you are on time, because we serve an on-time God, so we have no reason not to be at the house of God or the temple of God or wherever you worship on time, which means you're early so that you're where you're supposed to be, serving. And I say that because God says that whether you are called by God to serve in the pew as a member to those who come visit to and as other members to encourage one another, or whether you're called to be at the pulpit or any of the podiums singing, or the choir, or whatever it is, musicians, please give God the glory by being on time, which means to be early. Please also give God glory by not being arrogant nor ignorant, but by being safe. Don't leave where you are leaving if you're driving yourself. Don't leave without putting your seatbelt seatbelt on before you pull off. And don't unhook your seatbelt until you are parked where you are supposed to be. Because there are so many ridiculous accidents and fatalities that happen because we rush out. We don't secure the seatbelts of our children, our toddlers in the seats. We don't secure our own. I don't know where people are getting this mentality that because you're sitting in the back seat of an Uber or a Lyft or an executive car or a limo, that you don't need seatbelts on. Limos get hit all the time and people turned over and tossed over and usually die because they don't have on seatbelts. You can be cool and chilling and doing like you want to do, riding in style, and be safe at the same time. Please put your seatbelts on. Again, it's just another way that I'm telling you that I love you. It doesn't make sense and for us to make such rash decisions and to rush and not take care of ourselves. Put your seatbelt on, then crank up your car and leave. Cut your car off after you're parked, and then take your seatbelt off. People get hit with people rushing around parking lots and rushing around your neighborhood. You take your seatbelt off before you get to your park, to your driveway, and somebody's not driving well comes around, and that's how about 68% of fatalities and really bad accidents happen within neighborhoods and in parking lots. And it doesn't make sense. Also, make sure that wherever and however you are called to serve God as a worshiper, as a worship leader, as a preacher, as a pastor, as a faith sharer, whatever it is, as a nurse, whatever it is, make sure that you are blessing to God in the kingdom of God, because you already know you are blessed and very well able to do it. Amen. Amen. So that's my little side note out of love. So look, let's get back to this lesson and we're going to hear one other song too before we close out. So as we talk about Jonah, Jonah knew God. God knew Jonah. They had a relational aptitude. God and Jonah also had a relatable altitude. And recalling the story about Jesus, we talked about that the other night, where the focus that Jesus told his mother, Mary, at the time, and his father, Joseph, earthly father, Joseph, that he was focused on his father's business. That's the same thing we're focused on, meaning the kingdom of heaven, meaning God. And so we thank God for that. So as we close out and talking about Jonah tonight, that we have to simply remember that everything God has put in us, God wants to get back out of us. Everything God has invested in you, God will get back out of you. Every pain you have ever gone through, as we talked about 2 months ago, that there is pain and God can use it for gain. God will use whatever pain you have gone through and not waste it, but to use it for his glory somehow, for your growth somehow, and for the good of somebody else somehow. So even if you're at home and sad and depressed or anxiety stricken and not getting out as much, God is still there with you. Yes, he is, because I felt those things too, the depression and the sadness and the loneliness, and God was still there in the room. God was very present even when I was numb and couldn't feel it. And you go through it. Some of you go through it at different times as well. God is continuously there where we are, here where we are, to get us to where we need to be. That's why the call that Jonah got is also the call that God gives you. The call is to come here. It's like, oh, but I'm already in church. Yeah, but you're in the pew when he's calling you to the podium or the pulpit. Oh, I'm already, you know, evangelizing, doing God's will. Yeah, but you're outside. He's calling you to go do some stuff inside in the prison ministries, over here with the women who don't get half the support that men do at their prisons. He's calling you to do some Bible study somewhere at the Clara White Missions or Market Street Missions or wherever your missions are. Well, I'm already, you know, taking care of my family. Well, he's calling you to help somebody else's family. The call that God gives all of us when we are comfortable somewhere is God literally picking up his anthropomorphic finger and saying, come here. I know I told you to do that. Now I'm telling you to do this. I know I told you to take care of that. Now I'm telling you to take care of this. So yes, when you are in places where you've been working for a long time and you feel comfortable, but you feel God is nudging you to go somewhere else, listen. Lord have mercy. Don't be like your sister over here. I don't care if it's a secular job, a civilian job, a corporate job, or a church job. When God says move, move as immediately as God tells you to do. I've shared with you before with no shame, but nothing but gain in my game, that God gave me a 7-year spanking for not moving from one particular church and location when he told me to move. So instead of being there 7 years, I was stuck for 14. And the last 7 were horrible. And it was all my fault. Why? Listening to the people. The people are saying, you should stay. We need you. God says, I'm telling you to go. The pastor, I want you to stay. You help with this. I don't want to turn this over to other people. And I told God, and God said, I'm telling you to go. My own securities in being there. And it is comfortable. This is home. This is family. These are people I love. I even tried to tell God, you told me to be here. And he said, I did. And now I'm telling you to go. So don't set yourself up for a 7-year spanking. Not even a 1-year spanking. Not even a 1-month spanking. It was a spanking from God. If you ever got a spanking from your grandma, your mother, your big mama, your big papa, your dad, your granddad, or whomever may have done that, it's no comparison to how God can whip you into shape. But to God be the glory for loving us enough to chastise us. So now when God says good, he doesn't even have to say the O. I'm ready. I am in running, walking, ready mode when God says go, because I don't ever want that to happen again to me, and I certainly don't want it to happen to you. Amen. Amen. Look, let's hear one more song, and then we're going to close out. You heard Johnny Lang again as we closed out from the Ha Ha Hallelujah Shonda Pierce portion, and that was Johnny Lang's Turnaround song. He has awesome songs, gospel as well as non-gospel, but they're still Christian-based. We are going to now hear from Jonathan McReynolds singing a song featuring Corey Barksdale called Why. Because why God loves us so, I don't know, but I'm glad God does. So it is amazing that God loves us enough to let us converse with God, to ask questions without questioning God. Like, well, that sounds the same. I can ask God questions. I can even ask God for clarity. But to question God as to why you're doing what you're doing beyond what God wants to share, it's just not my place, because God is sovereign and I am not. And the same goes for all of us, right? So let's listen to Jonathan McReynolds as he sings this love song with Corey Barksdale to God, to us as well as for us. Stay with us right here on Standing the Gap. This is Pastor Monica on Praise 107.9.
Forgiven when certain things just don't change, and I haven't done a thing to deserve your favor, your grace. And after all the hurt I've caused you, Lord, I must say you got me wondering why. Oh,
why?
Oh, why?
It's a question in my mind.
Why,
oh, why isn't me, Jesus? Please tell me.
Is love, and it's sent from up above, something I'm not worthy of.
I know the who, and the who is you, my Alpha and Omega, your daddy and your savior.
I know the when, and it's over and over again. You proved to be my friend from the morning till p.m.
And I don't have a spectacular bone in my body, but you love me anyway.
So for that I just want to say
thank you.
That's right. That's Jonathan McReynolds, and that's featuring Corey Barksdale. That is why. And we thank God for that. Thank you also for listening in to Stand in the Gap with Pastor Monica. And the number again to call in live is 904-296-2251, and later is 904-624-9868. As we get ready to continue with this word so we can close it out, just want to remind you there are several ways to stay in connection with us beyond the Friday through Sunday nighttime hours that we are on, 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. on Praise 107.9. You can go to the website itself for the radio station out of Jacksonville, but it's still available throughout the world. Thank you, Jesus. You can go to that by going to praise1079.com. You can also add the free app to your phone simply by going to the store for your phone as far as the apps. And there you can get Praise 107.9, the one that's listed by CP Broadcasting for Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting. On the Stand in the Gap, on the website for praise1079.com, you can go to the Stand in the Gap information as well just by going to the on-air host information. And there in the drop-down box, just hit Stand in the Gap. There's also a way for you to donate to be a blessing to this ministry that seeks to be a blessing to others. And it's tax-deductible, and so it's very trustworthy, secure system. You can also mail in donations to the Salem Center, and that address is also on the website. But you can also see under that information some of the links as far as to the previous messages and the music that has gone with them, the broadcast. You can also see the link to the Facebook page for Stand in the Gap that you can click on to leave a messenger message. And we also pray for us. We'll be going to YouTube as well, channel. I'm getting nudged and pushed, but I'm going to be obedient. So that'll start next weekend. And there is under Pastor Monica R. Hooks for now until we change it to Standing in the Gap. But when you miss out on the podcast or on the broadcast, or you want to rehear a broadcast for any reason, simply go to RadioPodcastCentral.com, and there you'll see exactly how to connect with us. You'll go to the Praise 107.9 radio station on RadioPodcastCentral.com, and there under Praise 107. 98.9, you'll see the Stand in the Gap. You get to hit on all of those. We save them for about 4 weekends, and then the archive has another 3 weekends worth of them. So stay connected with us as we seek to stay connected with you. All the prayer requests and praise reports we get, we continue to pray for those throughout the weekend, throughout the month, throughout the year, until either you update us or God updates us on your behalf, okay? So stay connected again with us as we pray for one another. So we're listening to the story about Jonah, and we're thanking God for that. We thank God for, as I said when I was transitioning to our Ha Hallelujah moment, that we do have a real relationship with God. And sometimes we have our moments where any of us take it for granted. It's no pointing a finger at you. I'm talking about myself first. And I'm saying it as a community because we have to help one another to do better. That's all Jonah was doing, not to belittle it, but not to belabor it either. We communicate with God. We converse with God. We can talk things over with God. We can get clarity from God. We can continue to ask God questions. But again, we should never question God in what God decides. You know how you've talked to mom or maternal mentor before, you've talked to a dad or fatherly figure before, and eventually get to the point to you just do what they said because they said it. Look, God is the primary parent of all of us. God is our parents, 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 parent. And when God eventually gets to just because I said so, that's a wrap. And God knows best. We can ask God for a better job. There's nothing wrong with that. A better mate, a better diagnosis. But please don't question God as to whether God knows what God is doing. You hear me? We can ask God the reasons behind certain things God tells us to do. But please don't doubt God when within our own limited scope we think otherwise. We just don't know what we don't know. We can certainly express to God our apprehensions in doing what thus saith the Lord. But dearest hearts, let us never decide that we're just not going to do what God said to do. God is sovereign. God is completely the one who rules and controls all things of God. God knows best. God is providential. God is the ultimate one governing with wisdom and insight beyond our limited humanness. God knows best. God is God. So whatever is going on in your life, trust God. Obey Jesus and convey through the power of the Holy Spirit and the love of God to all others about the love of God. When I opened up this word, I shared how the learners in that seminary shared all these beautiful and deep theological responses to Jonah's journey, and how I shared only after the professor that I would have kept running, that it was almost 20 years ago. And now I no longer try to run from God. I run to God even as I walk with God. I no longer try to run from my purpose. I proudly walk in it, boasting in the name of the Lord. I no longer try to run from Jesus. I steadily strut my stuff with the one who called me. And because of Jesus, I make myself available to the people of God. Look, all people are created by God, even those who do not accept God and don't accept Jesus yet. As we daily grab hold to a better aptitude of our primary parent, God, as a better altitude focus of our place in this salvation plan, and with a better attitude of immediate and kindly loving obedience, there is no telling just how great God can bless to you and through you. For that's really what it's all about. By any means necessary, God will get out of you what God invested in you. And for that, I am excited. And to God be the glory for it. Amen. Amen. We're going to continue to take your prayers and your praise reports. And we're going to have prayer actually right now also. And just thanking God for being God before we close out. I have some prayers I have to actually type out because they're going to people who are in the Philippines, who are in Egypt, who are in India, who are in West Africa, as well as South Africa, as well as West Indies, specifically Jamaica. And two, I'm not sure the exact location. I think one is actually in Vietnam. And the other one is hard to tell from this name, but I'm going to have to look it up. I think it is Polynesian, from the little bit I do know from about Polynesian from living in Hawaii before. I think it's Polynesian, but I don't know where it is exactly. But I'm going to find out. So I want you to be praying with us as I pray with them and I type them out the way the Lord gives them to me. You can still call. You can't bother me. 904-296-2251 live. 904-624-9868. Later, whatever situation we are in, no matter how great we are feeling about ourselves or how small we are feeling about ourselves, God always has a habit that he cannot shake of looking beyond our faults into our very needs. Stay with us right here on Standing in the Gap.
Shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know why Jesus came to love me so. He looked beyond my faults and saw my needs.
he wants to do when he wants to. God can do whatever he wants to do when he wants to, how he wants to. Because he's sovereign, God is God. Who am I to question
for that. That we heard previously, we heard He Looked Beyond My Fault by Albertina Walker. Thank you, Lord. We also heard Sovereign just now by the late and wonderful Darryl Coley. And you are listening to Standing in the Gap as we are preparing to close out for the night. Thank you again for listening in, for tuning in, for joining in and getting involved with us. We are grateful so much for that. We are here to continue to pray for you for those prayer requests we have thus far. We will continue to pray for those throughout the week, throughout the month, and again until God says otherwise or you update us. You can always contact us later at 904-624-9868. You can also text and or call that number. You can leave a message there as well if necessary with your prayer request and or your praise report. And you still have the opportunity to feel free to set up counseling if you feel you need some help. Even if you don't feel you need a little assist, some of us, all of us at some point do. We need a human tune up even more than a car does. And even as a counselor, I get counseling too, time after time, when periodically, just to make sure I'm doing my own self-care. A lot of us are so used to living in dysfunctional situations at times that we don't even realize it, that we're so used to it until we see something counteractive to it and then wonder, why is my situation so like this when there's things that are like that? And then the confusion sets in and the real hurt sets in and some of us don't know what to do with it. You have opportunity through your churches and ministries and veteran facilities and all different places. We are just another opportunity that you have, another place, another people that want to also be available to help you, because some of those other places at times it's difficult to get in, and at times some of them also charge fees that are just humongous even with insurance. We are set up the way the Lord said to, where we have counselors who are also appointed and anointed to serve as they do, to be a blessing to people in ways that are very affordable, even all the way down to free. But you have to give us a call and we can get that done for you. You also have no excuse. You don't have to go anywhere. We could do it right where you are. We can come to you, or you can do it by phone or video chat or computer chat. It's up to you. So 904-624-9868. We are closing out this journey of Jonah right now. I hope it has been a blessing to you, some insight into your own life, as it definitely has been into my own, and even hope the things that God has me to appropriately share with you about my own walk can be a blessing.